With the holiday season upon us, I'm sure many of you are looking for the right kind of gift. And what could be a better gift than that of music? Here to talk with me about those possibilities is Lauren Hess, May Festival's Marketing and Communications Manager. Welcome back.
Hi, Anne. Thank you.
Would you like to fill us in on some gift ideas?
Of course. We have many, many possibilities available for you for the holiday season. On the small scale, we have a fabulous book, A City That Sings, Cincinnati's Choral Tradition, and it's written by four local authors, Karen Pendle, Frank Pendle, Craig Doolin, and Catherine Roma. It's a beautiful book that showcases the musical heritage that we so proudly have here in Cincinnati. It's the first full-length chronicle that discusses the contributions of school choral programs, church choirs, community choruses. It really reflects the diversity of our city in a beautiful way. Fabulous illustrations, more than 200 photos in the book. It's just wonderful.
It's a beautiful book. I've seen it, and so many choruses and so many really fascinating historic photos, too.
Yes, really reflects the Zangerfest that started here in Cincinnati and that the May Festival grew from. Also, we have two CDs that feature the May Festival chorus. One is our own CD, Christmas with the May Festival, which features the chorus on a cappella holiday works. And also, we are featured on Home for the Holidays, which is the Cincinnati Pop's new CD as well.
I know that the upcoming season features a celebration, as it always does, of the world's great choral music, featuring the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and a lineup of internationally acclaimed soloists. But the centerpiece is always the superb May Festival chorus. And what are you going to be performing this year?
We have four concerts at Music Hall, and our fifth is at the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption in Covington on Sunday. The first weekend, we open on Friday, May 10th with Eternal Comfort. It's going to be a remarkable evening of comforting, reflective, sacred music. Mozart's Requiem is the feature piece, and it's a timeless piece that continues to bring beauty and comfort and emotional depth for audiences today. Featured on the Mozart Requiem will be two soloists who are just making their Metropolitan Opera debuts this fall, Janae Brueger and Alex Schrader. We're very excited to have the two of them with us, and the May Festival Youth Chorus will be joining the adult chorus for the Mozart Requiem. We start that program with two pieces that are not often heard, Zimlinsky's Psalm 23rd and 13. Zimlinsky is an Austrian composer who fled to the U.S. in 1933 after the Nazi takeover of Germany. They are late romantic settings of really beautiful psalms that are comforting and offer wonderful images of salvation. Zimlinsky is one of the composers that James Conlin has been championing for many years with his work in the Orell Foundation.
And the May Festival is also commemorating the centenary of the death of Benjamin Britten, and you'll be doing some of his major works.
Yes, the second evening, Saturday, May 11th, our concert is entitled The Pity of War, and it features the Britten War Requiem, which is so powerful. That work premiered in 1962 at the reconsecration of England's Coventry Cathedral, which had been destroyed in World War II. It's a monumental work which features a weaving of the Requiem text with anti-war poetry by World War I soldier Wilfred Owen, who died just 1 week before World War I ended. His poetry was somewhat ignored during his lifetime, but subsequently he's become to be revered as one of the great war poets, and it's such an amazing work. We feature three terrific soloists. Christine Brewer is back. John Ayler will be featured making his 27th appearance at May Festival. And Philip Addis is making his debut with us that evening. The last time this piece was performed with the CSO and James Conlin at Carnegie Hall in October 2001 was right after 9/11, and it was one of the most memorable, powerful experiences. I sang with the chorus at that performance, and the chorus is so excited to be doing this work again because it has so many beautiful memories for us.
And then you're doing another piece by Benjamin Britten.
Yes, on Sunday, May 12th, at the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption, the Youth Chorus, under the direction of James Bagwell, will be doing Britten's Te Deum in C, It's a wonderful work, and the chorus always sounds wonderful with James. They are the best of the high school students in the area, and they are a superb youth chorus. The May Festival Chamber Choir will also be featured on that concert under the direction of Robert Porco, who has chosen a wonderful array of little-known works by 20th century composers. They're all a cappella, which will sound fabulous in the cathedral. And they're based on biblical verses or religious prayers, international 20th century composer settings. It's going to be wonderful.
And then we go to the second weekend, and it ends with a rousing finale with opera, Wagner and Verdi.
Yes, this is the bicentennial anniversary of both Wagner and Verdi, and we celebrate them on closing night with the grand opera choruses and scenes from their masterpieces. Opera is always popular at May Festival, and this will certainly send us off with quite a bang. We will be doing choruses from Verdi's operas, including Aida, Nabucco, Macbeth, Otello. We will be doing the triumphal scene from Aida as a nod to the Cincinnati Opera's full production that will happen in the summer. We'll give you a sneak preview. And, of course, Wagner's amazing works. We'll be doing pieces from Lohengrin. We'll be doing the finale from Die Meistersinger. And one of the most amazing highlights coming that evening, two of the opera world's leading soloists will be joining us that evening, Christine Gerke and Alan Held. Christine is widely regarded as this generation's Wagnerian soprano, and Alan Held has been one of the leading singing actors in the country. He has more than 200 performances at the Metropolitan Opera under his belt, so it will be a magic moment when they do the Brunhilde and Wotan scene from Act 3 of Die Walküre. That should really be a highlight.
You brought up something that gives you a very unique perspective on the May Festival chorus, and that is that you are a member of the chorus, so you go from work to work, as it were. What part do you sing?
I sing soprano.
And how long have you been in the chorus?
I've been in the chorus 16 years now.
What about the chorus makes it so unique? There are other symphony choruses, but this one is, I think, very unique in that it's mostly volunteers.
Yes, we are all volunteer, and it's really a family. Especially in May, we spend so much time with each other. We are in back-to-back rehearsals from the beginning of May through this year. It will be May 18th. Where we see each other every day for many hours, and you really develop long-lasting relationships with those people. The weekly rehearsals under the direction of Robert Porco are always a learning experience, and we rehearse from 7 to 10, and you think at that point in the evening you're kind of tired and you've had a long day, most likely at jobs, and the evening just comes alive because you are energized by him, Mr. Porco, and all that happens in the rehearsal. The music is wonderful, and you really get to delve into the history of the piece a little bit. He always is giving us tidbits to give us more in-depth knowledge of the piece. And there is also nothing like sitting on the stage at Music Hall behind the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and hearing them play, and you are singing with them. That's one of the most personal, beautiful memories I have, is sitting on that stage and listening to the orchestra and then singing with them. There is nothing like that feeling. It is truly remarkable. And we are so appreciative of the audiences that come.
It's one of the great highlights and one of the great treasures of the Cincinnati arts community and the Cincinnati community in general. And there are a number of ways that they can be gifted for the holiday season. So thank you so much, Lauren Hess, Marketing and Communications Manager for the Cincinnati May Festival and a member of the May Festival Chorus. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about the May Festival by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.